大家晚安。
Good evening, everyone.
请一起低头默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
哈利路亚，阿门。奉主耶稣的圣名，开始晚上的聚会。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we begin our evening service.
唱诗442首。
Let us sing hymn 442. Please be seated.
我们祷告，求神带领晚上的聚会。
We will now pray and ask God to guide our evening service.
一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.
请看23篇哈，诗篇。
Please turn to Psalm 23.
诗篇23篇啊，就是在描写一个丰盛的生命。
Psalm 23 is written about an abundant life.
因为我们的主啊，他要丰盛的生命。
Because God will give us an abundant life.
我们可以从他那里来享受他的丰盛。
So in him we can enjoy this abundance.
因为他使我们躺卧在青草地上，领我们在可安歇的水边。
Because he makes us lie down in green pastures and leads us beside the still waters.
所以第一节呢是谈到满足啊。
So the first verse talks about contentment and satisfaction.
第二节是谈到安息。
And the second verse talks about rest.
第三节呢
？And the third verse.
我们来看第三节。
Let's look at the third verse.
他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。在第二节，我们有青草地上啊，有青草可以吃，还有水可以喝。
In the second verse, we see that there are green pastures to eat from and still waters to drink from.
So, 我们吃了一个属灵的粮食。
So, after we have partaken spiritual food,
要喝属灵的水。
We drink spiritual waters.
这就是神的道理，还有神的灵帮助我们。
This is talking about how we have the Word of God and the Spirit of God helping us.
能够让我们得到安息。
So that we can have rest.
第三节就是谈到他使我的灵魂苏醒啊，他使我的灵魂啊能够回转。
So the third verse talks about, he restores my soul. So God causes our soul to turn back.
所以神使我们的灵魂啊能够醒悟过来。
So God can awaken our soul.
好像那个浪子回头的比喻啊。
Just like the parable of the prodigal son.
还好浪子受了一些苦头以后。
And so after the prodigal son had suffered a little bit,
他本来是远离他父亲的。
Because before the prodigal son departed and went far away from his father,
到了一个很远的地方去。
And he went to a far away place,
结果他受苦了。
And he had to suffer there.
受苦以后他才想到他父亲的家原来是那么的富有。
Only after he started to suffer did he remember how well his father's house was.
所以当他在走投无路的时候。
So when he was at his wit's end,
他想到他的父亲呢，才是他唯一的希望啊。
He remembered his father and realized that his father was his only hope.
除此以外，没有人要理他。
Because aside from his father, no one wanted to care for him.
所以他的生活陷入绝境。
So his life was already in despair.
想到父亲呢，就是唯一的希望。
And he thought of his father as his only hope.
所以他就很勇敢的起来。
So very bravely he got up.
所以他就醒悟过来呀。
So he woke up.
所以他决定要回到他父亲的身旁。
And he decided to return to his father.
他宁愿接受他父亲的惩罚都没关系的。
He rather receive whatever punishment his father was going to give him.
至少他父亲能够供养他。
Because at least his father can feed him.
因为他知道他父亲。
Because he knows his father.
他是从他父亲那边出去的。
He had come out from his father.
但他现在醒悟过来。
But now that he came back to his senses.
所以第三节也是让他使我的灵魂醒悟过来。
So in verse 3, it's talking about the same thing when it says, He restores my soul.
就让我们能够回头。
So God causes us to turn back to Him.
所以第三节最主要的是谈到更新。
So the key, verse 3 is talking about is renewal.
要什么事能够让我们更新？
What causes us to be renewed?
就第二节啊，因为我们已经吃了青草，已经喝了水。
And in verse 2, we see that we already ate the green grass and we already drank the still waters.
So, 神的道理，圣灵都能够使我们醒悟过来，能够使我们更新。
So, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit can restore our soul and cause us to awaken.
请看提多书。
Let's turn to Titus.
提多书。
Titus.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 第五节。
Verse 5.
提多书三章第五节。
Titus chapter 3 verse 5.
他便救了我们，并不是因我们自己所行的义，乃是照着他的怜悯，借着重生的喜和圣灵的更新。圣灵的功用就是要更新我们。
Here it talks about the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Spirit. The function of the Holy Spirit is to renew us.
因为我们接受洗礼以后，
because after we receive water baptism,
我们的身份啊虽然是有所改变。
Our identity changes.
变成神的儿女。
Because now we will become the children of God.
我们罪都被洗掉了。
Our sins are washed away.
我们穿着神的义袍，披戴基督耶稣。
Now we wear the garments, the righteous garments of God, and we put on Christ.
但是呢，我们还活在世界上。
But we still live in the world.
我们的念心呢，可能还没有更新，还没有跟神所赐给我们的恩典呢，互相配合。
maybe our hearts are not renewed yet, and we are not worthy of the grace that God has given us yet.
还没有跟我们所听的道理要互相调和。
And we have not adjusted ourselves based on the word we have heard.
这时候就是靠圣灵的更新。
So at this time, we have to rely on the renewing of the Holy Spirit.
这个是需要能力的。
And this requires power.
那事实上，神已经用他的能力啊，大能大力把有关于生命和敬虔的事啊，赐给我们的。
But in fact, God has already given us through his power, these things pertaining to life and godliness.
请看彼得后书第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章的第三节。
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神的神能已经将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德招我们的主。所以我们认识主耶稣以后，
so after we come to know Jesus Christ,
那决定要接受洗礼，
and we decide to accept water baptism,
那我们就变成神的儿女啊，
then we become the sons and daughters of God.
好，在那个刹那呢，
and at that moment,
神就给我们一个新的生命，
God gives us new life.
那这个过程啊，是用神的大能大力才能够做得到啊。
And this process only happens because of God's divine power.
所以一个人的受洗接受主耶稣啊，这个过程就是一场属灵的战争。
So for a person to be baptized and to accept Christ, this is actually a spiritual battle.
因为是用神的神能啊，将他的生命还有属灵的生活、属灵的生活态度来赏赐给我们。
Because it is by God's divine power that he gives us the spiritual life and godliness.
所以一个人的更新呢，必须要有神的能力来帮助啊。
So for a person to be renewed, they must rely on the power of God.
很多人都知道抽烟不好啊。
A lot of people know that smoking is bad.
那个抽烟，那个烟的本身就印说这个抽烟是不好的。
Because even when you buy a pack of cigarettes, there's a Surgeon General's warning telling you that it's bad for your health.
所以产品的本身呢，已经告诉他、警告他，这个抽烟呢会致癌。
And the product already has a warning telling you that this may lead to cancer.
可是没办法啊，这个不能够戒掉，很难戒。
But it's very difficult to quit.
有的人知道赌博不好。
A lot of people know that gambling is bad.
但是不能够戒赌啊。
But we cannot simply quit gambling.
巴西有一位弟兄啊，他信主以前啊，他会赌博。
In Brazil, there was a brother who, before he believed in the Lord, he liked to gamble.
读书前呢。
And whenever he lost money,
就要跟他的姐姐借钱。
He would have to borrow more money from his sister.
一直借，一直借。
And he kept borrowing more and more money.
他姐姐告诉他不要赌啊。
Finally, his older sister told him, "Don't gamble anymore."
他答应说，我下次不赌。
And he told his older sister, "I will not gamble."
可是还是跑去赌啊。
But he still went out and gambled.
说他的生苦，这个生活啊，很清苦啊。
So he lived a very difficult life.
一直在负债。
Because he kept trying to repay his debts.
那因为他的姐夫跟姐姐是我们教会的信徒。
But because his older sister and his brother-in-law were both members of our church.
所以干脆啊，邀请他来教会的。
So they just invited him to come to church.
让主耶稣来帮助他比较快。
And it would be faster for Lord Jesus to just help him directly.
所以他们正在来教会慕道。
So they brought him to seek the truth at church.
后来来接受主耶稣。
And after he came to accept Lord Jesus,
接受洗礼。
And he accepted baptism.
来领受圣灵。
And received the Holy Spirit.
后来他就不赌啊。
And he stopped gambling.
不赌了以后，他就赶快回日本了，因为他是日本裔的巴西人啊。
And after he stopped gambling, he returned to Japan because he was a Brazilian Japanese.
就去日本啊，赚钱回来还债。
So he went back to Japan to work to earn a living to repay his debts.
经过几年的时间。
After several years,
要回到巴西。
He was able to return to Brazil.
现在做一个小生意。
And now he has
小的杂货店呢。
A small business. He opened up a small shop.
感谢主啊，生意不错。
And thank God, his business is quite good.
虽然这个规模不是很大。
Even though his business is still small,
但是不，他不会赌了。
But he no longer goes to gamble.
他所赚的钱就能够存下来。
And whatever money he made, he was able to save.
现在自己也买房子的。
And now he's able to purchase a house.
也是买一辆新车。
And he was also able to purchase a new car.
这个更新的过程啊，是我自己亲眼看到的。
And I witnessed his renewal with my own eyes.
这个要圣灵帮助。
And this requires the help of the Holy Spirit.
靠自己的能力是没有办法的。
Because if we rely on our own strength, we can't do this.
有位姐妹呢。
There was a sister.
是用在巴西啊。
who's also in Brazil.
巴西的人呢很喜欢跳舞。
And in Brazil, Brazilians love to dance.
尤其是这个女生啊，更是喜欢跳舞。
Especially the Brazilian women, they love to dance.
她说有位姐妹啊，她信主以前呢很喜欢跳舞。
So there was a sister in our church before she came to believe in the Lord. She loved dancing.
可是信主以后
，But after she believed in the Lord,
发现自然而然的不喜欢跳舞啊。
Naturally, she just didn't want to dance that much anymore.
有的时候跟她开玩笑啊，说来来来，你跳跳看看。
And sometimes I would joke with her and says, "You should dance for us."
她不会跳了，不想跳了。
She does no longer wants to dance.
因为被圣灵更新了。
Because the Holy Spirit renewed her.
说这个真的叫神的神能哈，才能够将关乎生命和金钱的事，金钱的事就是一个属灵的生活态度啊，来帮助我们。
And that's why it says here that.God's divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Godliness refers to having a spiritual perspective of life. So we have to be first renewed by the Holy Spirit, then we can walk on the paths of righteousness. Because this path is very special.
我们再看回来以赛亚书三十五章。
Let's turn back to Isaiah chapter 35.
以赛亚书三十五章
，Isaiah chapter 35,
第八节
，verse 8。
以赛亚书三十五章的第八节
，Isaiah chapter 35, verse 8。
在那里呀、啊，必有一条大道成为圣路啊，污秽人呐、啊、不得经过，必专为属民哈、啊、行走。行路的人虽然是愚笨啊、愚昧啊，也不至于失迷啊。第九节
，verse 9，
在那里呢，没有狮子、猛兽，也不登这条路。在那里呀、啊，都遇不见，只有属民在那里行走，所以走在这条路上是很安全的。
So if we walk on this path, it's very safe.
我们人生的路啊，有些是不安全的、
啊。A lot of times, the paths of life are not always safe.
所以箴言说，有些路、啊、我们看起来是、很安全的，其实啊是死亡之路。
Sometimes the paths that seem very safe are actually paths leading to death.
这外面的人呢，以为那条是活路还是很好的路，但是呢，走到后来是死路一条啊。
People in the world may think a certain path is a path to life, but in the end, they realize it leads to death.
所走在其他路上的人呢、啊，会迷失的，就是聪明的也会迷失的。
People who do not walk on the highway of holiness will become astray and lost.
那传道们啊，是经常搭飞机啊，因为经常要出差。
And as ministers, we often go on airplanes because we have to go out on assignments.
说怎么搭飞机啊？我看都很清楚啊。
And to get on a plane is actually very clear, very easy.
啊，有一次啊，我从 Tampa 要搭小飞机啊，到 Miami.
Once I had to take a plane from Tampa to Miami in Florida.
那我看我的登机票哈、啊，时间地点哈、啊，我就按照那个指示啊，到那个机门啊那边去等候。
And I looked at my boarding pass. It told me when my flight was and what gate I needed to go to, so I just followed the instructions.
我再看一次啊，时间啊跟登机门都是对的。
And I looked at the time and the gate, and they were all right.
所以我就坐下哈。
So then I sat down.
啊，就看书啊。
And then I started reading a book.
啊，什么广播什么我都没有听的，反正就是这个登机门、登机时间都是对的。
And I didn't pay attention to any of the announcements because I figured the time and the gate are all correct on my boarding pass.
好，那所以我看有人在登机的。
And I started to see people boarding the plane.
那我想说登机门还有时间都是对的。
And I looked at my boarding pass and I thought the gate and the time are all correct.
我想说一定是对的。
So I thought, I just assumed that this is the right flight.
所以我就跟其他的人一起排队。
So I started to get in line and boarded the plane with other people.
啊，飞机的服务员啊，他没有用扫描的，他用撕的，好像是搭公共汽车用撕票啊，所以他也没有看得很清楚，都是撕的。
And the flight attendant didn't scan my boarding pass. They just ripped the boarding pass as if I was boarding a bus. So they let me on the plane.
哎，外面怎么有三辆这个小飞机呀、啊、
？And I looked out the window, and there were actually three planes that were.The smaller planes.
啊，反正就跟大家一起上啊。
And I didn't think much of it. I just got on the plane with everyone else.
啊，上去又发现有人坐我的位置。
And when I got on the plane, I realized that someone was sitting in my seat.
也没有空空小姐呀。
But there were no flight attendants on that plane.
啊，副驾驶啊兼这个空服员。
And the co-pilot was actually also the flight attendant.
所以我就问他说，哎，怎么有人坐我的位置啊
？So I asked him, why is someone in my seat?
他也没有看我的票。
And the co-pilot didn't look at my ticket.
他说没关系啊，位置很多啊，随便坐随便坐。
They just told me, don't worry, there's so many empty seats, just find a seat and sit down.
好，所以我就找个位置坐下。
So I just found another seat and sat down.
那坐下以后
，After I sat down in the plane,
飞机就起飞了。
The plane took off.
啊，那个驾驶舱的门啊，都没有关呢。
And they didn't even close the door to the cockpit.
那小飞机也没有几个人，他还不怕说被绑架。
Because it was a very small plane, so there weren't that many passengers, and they weren't afraid of any hijacking.
所以我可以看到这个驾驶员怎么操作飞机。
And so I was even able to see how the pilot was piloting the plane.
啊，他那边有个小的 GPS 啊，我也看得清楚。
And I saw very clearly that even the pilot had a small GPS device.
我说：“哎，怎么一直往南飞啊？应该是迈阿密到，不是天宝到迈阿密是要往东啊？啊，怎么这个 GPS 说一直往南
？”And I was looking at his GPS device, and I thought it's strange. How come we're flying south? Because Tampa should be east of here.
我想说啊，这个大概飞机的 GPS 跟我们路上车子的 GPS 不一样。
So I was thinking to myself, probably the plane has a different type of GPS unit than the normal navigation units we use on the road.
因为我也不是驾驶员，所以我大概看不懂。
So because I'm not a pilot, I probably didn't understand what I was looking at.
啊，所以就觉得怪怪的，反正已经搭上飞机了，就是一直坐到底啊。
So I just thought it's a little bit strange, but since I'm on the plane, I'll just sit back and relax.
好，哎，飞机啊下降了。
And so eventually the plane landed.
啊，下降以后啊，要领行李。
And when we landed, I went to get my luggage.
因为那个机场很小，说迈阿密应该是很大的机场啊，怎么很小？说是不是大机场啊？我们这个小飞机要停在另外一个地方啊。
And so when we landed, the airport was so small. I thought Miami Airport should be pretty big. How come we landed in such a small place?
啊，领不到我的行李。
And I couldn't find my luggage.
所以感谢主啊，我就去找一个服务员啊，柜台服务员。那时候已经晚上十点半了。
At that time, it was already 10:30 at night. So thank God, at that time, I went to the counter.
那他还在那里。
And there was still someone at the counter.
我说怎么找不到我的行李
？I asked him, "Why can't I find my luggage?"
那个行李的输送带很短啊，大概是3-4尺而已啊。
And the baggage claim area is actually very small, and the conveyor belt was very short.
那他说啊，你把你的票给我看看。
And so the person at the counter said, "Show me your ticket."
他说啊，这里不是迈阿密呢。
And she told me, "You're not in Miami."
我说不在哪里呀。
So I said, "Where am I?"
Key West.
You're actually in Key West.
我说 Key West 是哪里呀
？And I said, "Where is Key West? I never heard of this place."
所以有些时候我们觉得啊是对的哈。
So sometimes we assume we're on the right path.
啊，其实是错的。
But actually, we are on the wrong path.
所以我们在奔跑这条天国路也是一样。
So when we're walking on this path to the heavenly kingdom, it is the same.
走其他路的话，你认为是对的，其实是错的。
If we go on any other path, it may seem right, but it's actually wrong.
这一条大道呢
？But this highway of holiness.
你就是没有读书。
Even if you have not studied, if you have no experience,
都不会失迷啊。
You will still not, you will still not go astray.
因为这条路啊是叫做圣路。
Because this is a highway of holiness.
而且呢是污秽的人呢不能经过。
And the unclean shall not pass over it.
说这条路啊是不会塞车的。
So this highway will never have traffic.
又安全。
It is safe.
你看到第十节。
Look at verse 10.
并且神救赎的民必归回，歌唱来到喜安，永乐必归到他们的头上，他们必得着欢喜快乐啊！忧愁叹息尽多逃避。所以走在这一条路的话啊，不会有忧愁叹息。
So if we walk on this path, this highway, sorrow and sighing will flee away.
就是说不会有后悔啊。
That means there will be no regrets.
因为假如走错路的话，你会后悔说：“哎呀，我怎么选择这条路？结果塞车。”
Because if you take the wrong path, you might regret it because you might take the wrong path and realize there's traffic.
但是当我们做决定要走在这条路上以后
But after we make the decision to walk on this path,
不会后悔
We will not regret it.
都很高兴，一直高兴到底
We'll be very joyful until the very end.
所以这条路啊是对的
So this path is the right path.
那我们要更新啊，因为这条路是圣路。
And we must renew ourselves because this path is the highway of holiness.
那假如没有圣洁的话，污秽啊，不能够在这条路上走啊。
And if we are not holy, if we are unclean, we cannot stay on this path.
所以有些时候我们为什么说啊，那个 年轻男女啊，假若婚前没有保守圣洁的话，不能够走这条路啊，不能够在教会会堂走这条路。
And that's why a lot of times we tell young couples that if they didn't stay pure before marriage, they can't be married in the chapel.
啊，虽然在表面上看起来是一个建筑物，在会堂是建筑物啊。
Although from the appearance, it seems like this chapel is just a building.
但是会堂教会啊，就是主耶稣的身体啊。
But the chapel, the church, is the body of Christ.
它是一个蒙福的地方。
It is a place that is blessed.
所以这条路啊，一定要走在这条路的话，要圣洁。
So if we want to walk on this path, we must be holy.
因此我们要更新。
Therefore, we must renew ourselves.
才能够走这条一路。
Then we can walk on this path of righteousness.
那怎么更新呢？
So how do we renew ourselves?
请看以弗所书。
Let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书。
Ephesians
第四章
chapter 4
以弗所书第四章二十节
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 20
到二十四节
to 24
请念
Ephesians chapter 4 verses 20 to 24 But you have not so learned Christ 21 If indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus 22 that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts 23And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, 24. And that you put on the new man which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness.
好，这里说怎么来更新呢？就是要脱去以前的旧人。
Here it says to renew ourselves, we have to put off the old man.
那这个旧人呢，是因私欲的迷惑，渐渐变坏的。
And this old man grows corrupt according to deceitful lusts.
那为什么叫私欲？
Why is it called lusts?
那有公立的啊，像这个私立医院啊，私立学校有私立，还有公立的学校啊。
Lust is something that's private and personal. It's not public.
好，那这个私立啊，就是啊，本来这个欲望啊，有共同欲望，人们都有一个共同欲望，是神所赏赐的。
When we talk about desires, there are common desires that everyone have naturally.
就生活在神旨意之下的欲望。
There will be desires that we have when we live under God.
比如说我们肚子饿了就要吃啊。
For example, if we're hungry, we will eat.
口渴了就要喝水。
If we're thirsty, we will drink.
时候到了就要结婚呢。
And if the time arrives, then we will get married.
这是人正常的欲望。
These are normal desires that people will have.
人的欲望也有个好奇，也是大家都很好奇心呢，所以才会求上进，才会进步。
And also, it's natural for people to have the desire to be curious, and that's why we want to advance ourselves and learn.
啊，这些正常的欲望都是神所赏赐的。
And these are all normal desires that God gives us.
也是我们与生俱来的。
And these are desires that we are born with.
这个是公共的，这是神所赐的。
These are common desires that God gives.
这是活在神的旨意之下的欲望。
These are desires we will have when we live under the will of God.
是正常的。
They are normal.
可是只要超过这一个范围
，But if we go beyond this boundary，
那就是变成私欲
，It becomes lust。
那私欲就是变成贪呢
，And lust is greed。
比如说，小孩子说，我们告诉小孩子啊，这个火能够看的，但是你不能够去玩火啊。
For example， if we tell a young child， you can look at the fire， but don't touch it。
你在旁边看没关系。
You can sit beside the fire and look at it。
你不用手去摸。
But don't use your hand to touch the fire。
所以只要是超过，那就是私欲。
But if you go past the boundary and touch it, then that becomes lust.
啊，可是这个私欲呢是很迷人的。
But this lust is also deceitful.
所以人就是贪啊，就是要多，要一直多，一直多。
So people become greedy. They want more and more.
我们来看一个故事啊。
Let's look at a story.
箴言。
In Proverbs.
箴言三十章。
Proverbs chapter 30.
30章的十五节
Chapter 30 verse
15. 30章十五节
Proverbs chapter 30 verse 15.
满皇有两个女儿啊，常常说给呀给呀，有三样不足的啊，连不说过的有四样啊。十六节
16.
就是阴间和石胎进水不足之地，并火啊。好，那满皇有两个女儿啊，这个。当然有几个我们不知道，有刚刚有两个啊。那这个女儿就是说有两个吸盘呢、啊，前后都有吸盘。
Here we see it says the leech has two daughters.
啊 ，daughter 就是吸盘啊。
Or rather, they have two suction cups.、
啊、对。那这个吸盘前后都有啊。
And they have a suction cup in the front and also in the back.
他说他一直吸啊，就吸啊，说给啊，给啊。
And that's why the leech keeps leeching. It keeps saying give and give.
所以现在就是一个贪的，很贪婪的社会。
So today we live in a world that is very greedy.
我们看有些人是，只要是公共的话，那就一直拿，一直拿哈。所以现在政府钱的不多了。
We see that
有人一直拿，一直拿。
When people see that there's any public resource, they keep taking and taking, and that's why the government is running out of money.
很少人愿意说为了国家的财务的困难，好，我少拿一点。
Very few people will say, for the sake of the country, I will take less.
因为人总是说给啊，给我了。Because
people tend to say, give, give.
这不知足。
They don't know how to be satisfied.
就是超过人的神所定的一个范围。
And that is when we go beyond the boundary that God has set.
给啊是很迷人啊，更多是很好的事情啊。
Because to have more is a very alluring thing.
所以私欲啊是会迷人的。
So lust can be deceitful.
但是啊，它是会渐渐啊变坏啊，毁坏啊，我们人的身心呢，健康。
But it will gradually corrupt us, corrupt our soul and mind.
所以太贪的话，到最后会中魔啊。
So if we are
被魔鬼利用啊。
Too greedy, eventually we will fall into the trap of Satan.
那很难要走回头路。
And it will be very difficult to turn back.
所以你看那个贪得太厉害的人呢，到后来都被抓。
So we see that people who are too greedy in the end will always get caught.
他好像是中邪一样。
It's as if they are under a spell.
因为被魔鬼控制的。
Because they are being controlled by the devil.
所以啊，这个私欲是很厉害的。
So lusts are very powerful.
那我们要怎么办呢？要把心智啊改换一心呢。
So what should we do? We must be renewed in the spirit of our mind.
要穿上新人。
We must be put on the new man.
这个新人是有神的形象，有真理的仁义和圣洁。
And this new man has the image of God, which is true righteousness and holiness.
那我们刚刚讲过，我们神能啊，神能已经将那个属灵的生活态度赏赐给我们。
And earlier we talked about how God, through His divine nature, already gave us things pertaining to life and godliness.
所以我们心里就有 知道对跟错。
So in our heart, we know what is right and wrong. So here it also talks about true righteousness and holiness.
我们知道对以后,
After we know what is right,
我们就要弃掉旧的,
we have to put aside what is old.
把我们心智，把我们那个心，就改掉。
We have to renew our mind.
把旧的都丢掉了。
We have to throw away the old concepts.
但这个旧的有时候很难丢。
But sometimes it's very difficult to throw away the old things.
有一个先生啊，他的太太啊，因为罹患这个红斑性狼疮。
There is a husband whose wife had lupus.
那昏迷了好几天呢。
And because she has lupus, she was in a coma for several days.
那后来啊，教会弟兄姐妹帮他祷告。
So many brothers and sisters in church prayed for her.
她醒过来了。
And when she woke up from her coma,
就慢慢恢复健康。
She started gaining her health.
现在已经完全恢复了。
And now she is completely recovered.
然后我们有一次去看访问这个家庭。
And one time we went to go visit this family.
她先生也在。
And that was when the husband was also present.
她先生还没信主。
The husband is not yet a believer.
那我们就告诉她先生呢。
So we told the husband,
说你看你的太太啊，这种病啊，难道神医治她，让她能够恢复健康？
If you look at your wife, she had this disease, this illness, but God still healed her.
说你也要来信主啊。
So you should also come and believe in God.
她说她现在还不能信呢。
But the husband says, I cannot believe right now.
我说为什么不能信？
So I asked him, why can't you believe right now?
因为她太太啊，在医院里头啊，花了很多钱呢。
And he said, because when his wife was in the hospital, it took a lot of money.
所以他现在必须要开赌场，赚比较快。
And because their expenses were so high in the hospital, now the husband has to open a casino to make more money faster.
那个赌场不好，那个黑道会找你麻烦。
And I said, it's not good to open a casino because eventually the mafia or other crime organizations will come and find you.
他说没关系啊，他也是黑道的。
And the husband said, don't worry, I'm also in the mafia.
到现在。
And even now,
他还没信主啊。
He still has not believed in the Lord.
这件旧衣服啊，他丢不掉。
And he cannot put aside this old garment.
很可惜啊。
And it's very sad.
说真的，我们今天能够来接受主耶稣。
So today for us to come and accept Lord Jesus.
让主耶稣更新我们。
To allow Lord Jesus to renew us.
让我们能够走到这一条义路上。
So that we can walk on this path of righteousness.
神很大的功劳啊。
This is actually God's great work.
也是要经过一个属灵的战争。
And it has to go through a spiritual battle.
当然，这个属灵战争是我们看不到的。
And the spiritual battle is something we cannot see with our eyes.
啊，比如说约伯啊，那时候患难。
For example, when Job was under suffering,
其实那时候在天上也有战争啊。
Actually, in heaven, there was a battle.
一个属灵战争。
There was a spiritual battle.
他看不到。
But Job cannot see the battle.
但我们今天是透过圣经的作者把它写出来，我们才知道啊。
Today, only because the author of the Bible wrote down what happened, do we know that there was a spiritual battle.
所以一样，我们现在生活上每一个环节、每一个细节。
And it is the same for us today in every aspect of our lives.
我们为了要过一个属灵的生活，敬虔的生活。
For us to live a spiritual life, a godly life.
那魔鬼是多么的不愿意啊。
The devil is very unwilling for us to do this.
所以天使跟魔鬼在征战啊。
So angels and the devil are constantly battling.
天使为我们打仗啊。
The angels are fighting for us.
那这场属灵战争我们看不到啊。
But we cannot see the spiritual battle with our eyes.
那圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
神的神能已经将生命还有敬虔的事赐给我们了。
God's divine power has already gave us all things pertaining to life and godliness.
所以让我们能够打胜仗。
So that we can have victory.
我们再看回来诗篇。
So let's turn back to Psalm.
啊，诗篇23篇。
Psalm 23.
第三节。
Psalm 23 verse 3.
啊，他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名引导我走义路。那这一条义路是什么路
？So what is this path of righteousness?
啊。当我们想说这条义路啊，就是平安之路。
Of course, we'll think that these paths of righteousness are the paths of peace.
说信耶稣以后啊，凡事都 OK 啊。
So that when we believe in Jesus, everything is okay.
啊，神会祝福。
Because God will bless us.
啊，就好像刚刚我们所听刘洋他的见证啊。
Just like earlier, we listened to Brother Young's testimony.
他那时候在找教会。
He was looking for a church.
那他还不认识我们真教会啊。
And he hasn't come to the true church yet.
啊，他就随便去找一家了。
So he went to a random church.
结果那个牧师就告诉他。
And the pastor told him.
哦，你那信主的话哈。
If you come and believe in the Lord.
那你看啊，你那个孩子可能以后会上哈佛大学呀。
Your child probably will go to Harvard in the future.
你看，我们教会有谁谁谁，他的孩子是上哈佛大学。
And then they'll mention, look at certain people in our church. They've gone to Harvard before.
就讲一些属世的祝福。
And they will talk about worldly blessings.
那他听不进去的。
And so he can't, he couldn't stand the type of teaching.
我信耶稣以后是不是就是一帆风顺
？So when we believe in Jesus, does it mean that everything is smooth sailing?
啊，没有啊。
That's not the case.
信耶稣以后不表示一帆风顺啊。
When we believe in Jesus, it doesn't mean that everything will be smooth sailing.
所以这条义路到底是什么路
？So what does the paths of righteousness refer to?
我们刚看到说是一条圣路啊。
Earlier we saw that this was a highway of holiness.
污秽的人不能够走啊。
Where the unclean shall not pass over it.
但至少我们也知道，一定是被更新过的人啊。心思一旦被改过的人，才能够走在这条路上。
But we know that only those who are renewed, those who had their spirit of their mind renewed, can walk on this path.
说被更新过以后
，So after we are renewed,
我们就要走义路。
Then we will walk on the path of righteousness.
那条路是什么路
？And what is that path？
啊，第四节
，Verse 4。
我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。因为你与我同在，你的杖、你的竿啊，都安慰我。那条路是什么路啊
？So what is this path？
死荫的幽谷啊。
In verse 4 it says, "This is the valley of the shadow of death."
所以我们不要想说啊，那条路是康庄大道。
So don't think that this path is a big and easy path.
不是啊，那条路是死荫的幽谷。
This path is actually the valley of the shadow of death.
所以我们的信仰啊，我们的信心啊，必须要经过操练。
So our faith must endure training.
啊，必须要经过考验。
It must be tested.
好像亚伯拉罕也一样啊。
Just like Abraham.
摩西。
Just like Moses.
所有的古圣徒，他们为什么有一个很坚强的信心
？Why is it that all the saints of old have such strong faith?
啊，他们都是一步一步被操练过的。
They are trained step by step.
神起初先将一个芥菜种，一个芥菜种很小的信心放在我们内心呢。
God puts a mustard seed, a very small seed of faith into our hearts in the beginning.
然后他要我们慢慢去体验。
And he wants us to gradually experience.
让我们信心的慢慢成长。
So that our faith can gradually grow.
是要慢慢成长的。
This faith is actually gradually growing.
这个成长的过程啊，要经过很多不同的考验呢。
And this process of growth requires the enduring of many tribulations.
那这一条路啊，就是死荫的幽谷。
And this path is the valley of the shadow of death.
我们要准备要走这条死荫的幽谷。
So we must be prepared to walk through this valley of the shadow of death.
很多弟兄姐妹走过了。
Many brothers and sisters have passed through this valley.
可能有人还没有走过啊。
Perhaps some have not yet walked this path.
那走过的人，我们回头一看。
And for those who have walked this path, when we turn back. And look,
我们每一个人都会发出赞美的声音呢。
All of us will give praise.
都说神啊，感谢你啊。
We will say, Lord, we praise, we thank you.
你陪我走过这条路。
Because you accompanied us through this path.
回头看啊，没有人抱怨呢。
And for everyone who look back, no one will complain.
那当然，我们现在还没有走。
Of course, now if we have not yet walked.
那可能看一看不敢走啊。
Maybe we'll look at the path and we don't want to walk it.
但事实上是神啊，要陪我们走过这条路啊。
But actually, it's God who will walk this path with us.
很多人呢，走在死荫的幽谷。
Many people are walking in the valley of the shadow of death.
这个死荫的幽谷啊，就是极深的啊，极阴暗。
And this valley of the shadow of death is a valley that is full of deep darkness.
我们想想极深的阴影，还有黑暗。
When we think about the deep darkness and shadows,
好像我们在有一次我们开车啊，从凤凰城要到什么阿伯克基
，For example,
新墨西哥那边有个城市。
One time we were driving from the city of Phoenix to Albuquerque in New Mexico.
哦，那个路哈很直哎。
And the road was very straight.
哎，我们开车开车，哇，看到那个地平线，嗯。
And as we are driving, we can see the horizon.
哇，好像，哎，要到尽头了，哎，怎么还有另外一个尽头
？It seems like we're driving to the edge of the horizon, but as we reach there, there is just more road.
因为我们眼睛大概能够看到六里啊，这个六里以后在这个弧度啊，所以下面一个我们就看不到。
Because our eyesight can only see probably 6 miles off into the road, and as we drive 6 more miles, we just see more road.
说这条路很长，又很直。
And this road is very long and very straight.
好像走不完。
It's as if it goes on, infinitely.
说死荫的幽谷就是这样子，很长、很深、很黑暗。
So the valley of the shadow of death is like this. It is very long and very dark.
看不到出路啊。
We cannot see an exit.
看不到一点的光明。
We cannot see any light.
你说怕不怕
？Are you afraid?
会不会怕
？Would we be afraid?
你假如走到一个山洞里头
，If we walk into a cave,
你喊没人听见呢。
If you scream, no one will hear.
你看不到亮光。
You cannot see any light.
怕不怕
？Are you afraid?
怕。
We should be afraid.
不要不好意思说怕，对不对？
We shouldn't be ashamed of saying that we are afraid because I'm afraid.
因为这是极深的幽谷啊。
Because this is the valley of the shadow of death.
但是其实也不用怕。
But in actuality, we don't have to be afraid.
因为你与我同在。
Because you are with me.
你的杖、你的竿啊，都要安慰我。
Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
你的杖还有竿呢。
Your rod and your staff.
那这个杖本来是谁的杖，谁的竿？
And whose rod and whose staff is this?
这个杖跟竿啊，是本来是牧人的。
This rod and staff is the rod and staff of a shepherd.
神的手中哪有杖跟竿呢？
Because in God's hands, why would he have a rod and staff?
这个本来是牧人的杖跟竿呢。
These are originally the rod and staff of a shepherd.
可是牧人的杖跟竿要变成主的杖跟竿。
But the rod and staff of a shepherd will become the Lord's rod and staff.
所以神要用我们所有的来。帮助我们解决困难呢。
So God will use everything we have to resolve all our problems.
只要能够把我们的变成主的。
As long as we're willing to make what is ours to become the Lord's.
牧羊人的手中只有杖跟竿。
Because in the shepherd's hands, they only have the rod and a staff.
所以不是很多。
So they don't have a lot of things.
就只有杖跟竿。
They only have a rod and a staff.
但是要用它来安慰我们。
But God will use these to comfort us.
要带领我们走过这条很极深、 死荫幽谷啊。
To guide us through this very dark valley of shadow of death.
我们看当时的穷寡妇啊，寡妇啊。
If we look,
以利亚还有以利沙时代都有寡妇的故事。
If we look at the poor widows, in the time of Elijah and Elisha, there were a lot of widows.
我们看以利亚，好，先看以利亚。
Let's first look at Elijah.
啊，神叫他去撒勒法去找一个寡妇。
God told him to go to Zarephath to go find a widow.
那他就按照神的指示啊。
So according to God's words, he went.
那这个是信心的操练呢。
And this is a testing of his faith.
刚开始，是自己一个人操练。
In the beginning, God only tested him alone.
在基利西旁边是自己一个人呢。
Before the brook, he was by himself.
啊，现在到了撒勒法。
Now he is at Zarephath.
啊，撒勒法就变成更多人啊，他还有寡妇，还有寡妇的儿子，三个人。
And he, when he arrived at Zarephath, there's more people. Now it's him, the widow, and the widow's son.
所以我们可以看到这个信心的考验就越来越大。
So we see that the testing of the faith becomes greater and greater.
啊，越来越深呢。
They go deeper and deeper into the
valley. 越来越广。
And the trial becomes wider and wider.
啊，后来就变成他要面对整个国家。
And finally, Elijah had to face the entire nation.
所以信心的考验、信心的熬练、操练是一步一步来的。
So the testing of the faith is actually occurring step by step.
啊，后来他就到了撒勒法这个地方。
And so we see that Elijah arrived at Zarephath.
那撒勒法是什么地方？
So where is Zarephath?
撒勒法是耶洗别的故乡啊，西顿啊。
Zarephath is actually in the home of Jezebel. It is in Sidon.
那神怎么要他去敌人那个敌人的地方啊？
Why did God want him to go to the place of his enemy? Because everybody is searching for him. But the most dangerous place is also the safest place. This is the wisdom of God. So God told him to go to Zarephath and look for the widow. So Elijah found this widow.
Elijah 说，你帮我做一个饼，那先给我吃。
So Elijah told her, make a small cake for me first.
那寡妇说，我只有一点油跟一点点的面粉啊。
And the widow said, I only have a handful of flour and a little oil.
你也知道现在是饥荒的时候啊。
You also know that we are living in a drought and famine.
我找几根柴，我的儿子吃这一餐就是最后一餐啊。
I'm gathering a couple of sticks so that my son and I can prepare our last meal.
但是神要用那么一点点的面啊，一点点油来帮助他们解决问题。
But God wants to use this little bit of flour and little bit of oil to solve their problems.
神并不是安排一个富有的人家来供应他们的生活。
God did not arrange for a wealthy person to prepare everything for Elijah.
神用他们那么一点点已经快没有了生命的最后的一餐。
But God used this little bit of flour and little bit of oil. This is the last meal of their life.
但是不要小看这个小东西。
But we should not look down on these small things.
有的时候我们不要说，我们教会人不多了，很少了，资金少，怎么样？这个都没问题的。
So we don't have to look down on our church. A lot of times we might say that our church is so small, there's so few workers, there's so few funding.
我们不要怨叹说我们家里很穷。
So let us not complain that our house is poor.
神光离我们最微小的，人家看不起的，已经是绝望的，最后一餐的。能够帮助我们解决难题。
Because God can use the smallest things, the things that are despised by everyone, maybe our last meal, to solve our problems.
能够帮助我们走过人生啊最黑暗的那一段时间。
God will use it to help us walk through the darkest moments of our lives.
走过死荫的幽谷。
To walk through the valley of the shadow of death.
因为你的杖、你的竿都安慰我。
Because your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
是多么的，这个声音啊，是多么的慈爱啊。
And we see that this voice is so loving.
所以我们要还没有经过的人要准备。
So if we have not yet passed through this valley, we must prepare ourselves.
走过的人要勇敢的来见证主怎么帮助我们走过这条路。
And if we have walked through the valley, we must be courageous in testifying for the Lord and testifying how God helped us.
所以第四节。
So in verse 4,
就是在讲到操练。
It's talking about testing.
那第五节呢？
And in verse 5,
就讲到得胜。
It talks about victory.
那第六节，
In verse 6,
就是要在持守哈，持守我们得胜的，持守在神的殿中。
It talks about holding on to this victory and remaining in the house of God.
持守我们胜利在神的教会当中。
holding the maintaining the victory in our church.
所以教会的功能啊是很重要的。
So the workers of a church are very important.
尤其现在很多人啊说这个网络很发达，看网络聚会就好，就不用去教会了。
Especially right now when the internet is very advanced, people will say we don't have to go to church. We can just watch the sermon online.
教会有教会的功能。
But in the church, there are workers for the church.
完毕以后我们再详细来分享第五节跟第六节。
So tomorrow we will go into verses 5 and 6 in more detail.
再唱诗。
Let us sing a hymn.
151首。
Hymn number 151. Please be seated.
去年的七月份啊。
In July last year.
当我请假哈，然后到我的女儿那里的时候。
When I took some time off and I went to stay with my daughter.
就是等待医生的消息。
When I was waiting for the news from the doctor.
那个期间呢，坐船到他也到那里去看我。
During that time, Pastor Joe also came to visit me.
一位传道柯传道，他打电话给我。
And there was another pastor, Pastor Ko, also called me.
当然大家很多爱心呢。
And of course, everyone had a lot of love.
还有很多弟兄姐妹帮我祷告。
And a lot of brothers and sisters also prayed for me.
那当柯传道打电话给我的时候。
And when Pastor Ko called me,
他说：“哎呀，我不知道怎么安慰你呀。”
And so he said, I don't know how to comfort you.
啊，真的好像我被定死罪一样。
Because at that time,
定死刑啊。
It's like I received a death sentence.
因为是什么肝癌呀？
Because it is liver cancer.
啊，真是吓死人。
And it really frightened me to death.
但是他说我不知道怎么安慰你的时候。
So when he said, I don't know how to comfort you.
啊，我从内心啊，发出感谢的心啊。
In my heart, I was just filled with gratitude.
因为我知道这是一个死因幽谷要走过这条路的开始。
Because I know that this is the beginning when I will walk in the valley of the shadow of death.
啊，神的杖啊，神的肝啊，会安慰我们啊，带我们走过这条路。
God's rod and God's staff they will comfort us and they will guide us through this valley.
所以那时候我就跟他讲说啊，感谢主啊，不用替我啊操心。
And so at that time, I just told them, thank God, you don't have to worry about me.
啊，我们神啊是信实的神。
Because our God is a faithful God.
啊，他不会，啊，他不会丢弃我们的。
And He will not forsake us.
啊，所以我们就祷告啊。
So and then we prayed.
凡事交托给神。
And whatever we face, we entrust it to God.
我们就很勇敢的走在神所为我们安排的每个环境上。
So that we are able to courageously walk in whatever environment God puts us in.
我们神啊，实在太爱我们了。
Because our God loves us so much.
我们有时候不觉得。
A lot of times we don't feel like He loves us.
你回去看一看，我们就回头看一看呢。
If we turn back and look,
我们就能够体验到神的爱啊，是多么的广阔高深。
We will be able to experience how high, how deep, how long, and how wide the love of God is.
啊，这个不是我职业上的口头禅呢。
And this is not just a saying.
啊，这是的确的。
This is true.
我们就做一个感谢祷告。
So let us conclude with a prayer of thanksgiving.